I wake up every single day, I am who I say I am, and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. You're not even good. You were born to be great.
We keep it burning.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Phillips. What's going on?
What it do?
And the hip-hop preacher, you there?
Let me tell you something. I'm ready just to get started. I'm ready to talk about the inability to self-assess.
We're back with it again. I need a warm up, man. Trey was on another level this morning. I don't know what was wrong with that boy, but you know, he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm about to start putting him in the bed even earlier now, because I'm like, you hate to wake a sleeping baby. But man, my man was knocked out, and I had to go up there and iron his clothes and get his stuff ready. And he woke up and he was hot about it. I gotta like lasso him to brush his teeth. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to do anything. He missed breakfast at daycare. So I'm like, I'm back, man. And I'm like, okay, I need to clear my head. So I wanted to start with, am I tripping or? And then we'll roll into self-assess. Sound like E.T. got some fire for us today. But I did want to do an am I tripping or, because I had an experience last week. So I'm at the dentist office, right? And I want to know, am I tripping or is it out of line for them to be asking me questions with my mouth wide open and blew out? Now let me tell, and I'm just trying to, in my own opinion,
no,
I'm saying,
no questions.
Yo, what exactly do you want me to say with my mouth completely open, lips dry, crusty, blew out the frame, and you asking me about my family, and all I can say is, I'm like, yo, why are y'all asking me questions? So am I tripping or just go on and do your job and we'll have a conversation at the end?
You're not tripping, but I'm tripping on why am I feeling pressure to talk to them when I can't talk to them. As you're saying it, I'm sitting here like, why wouldn't I just tell this lady like, no, don't ask me nothing else about my family until you finish with, because I got water dripping out. You putting the water in, you sucking it out, and then you asking me why the water is in my, so absolutely, you not tripping. But I'm about to man up on the next visit. I'm just going to man up because of the podcast and say, look, ma'am, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I repeat, I do not want to hold a conversation with you while I'm getting my mouth done. And I also want you to rinse at the end until all the stuff come out my mouth. Do not rinse me once or twice. Rinse until the taste of this toothpaste and this other stuff is completely gone.
It sounds like he's scarred a little bit.
I'm scarred.
Nah, you know what? I get what I deserve, because I was teasing E before about having to go to the dentist all the time. And y'all know I had 3 cavities, and I went to the other dentist's office, and they shall remain nameless because I don't want to blow their whole business. But I went to this one particular dentist's office, and they did not do a great job, to say the least. I still had pain the whole nine, and I went to my new dentist, and she's a beast. Like, she ain't no joke, but she still tried to talk to me. I'm like, wow. And like, everything else was perfect. Love the office, everybody was cool, but she still tried to talk to me with my mouth blew out, lips on crusty, ashy. I'm like, Lord have mercy. So it's not just me. I'm not the only one tripping. But yeah, let's move on, guys. Let's move on. E, you sound like you fired up. You wanted to talk about self-assess today. Did you have something you want to get started with, or did you want me to go kind of?
You can go see. You can go. I guess for me though, see if we can find a way, and we might have to go and get licensed or something for this one. But I'm trying to find a way, see where people can assess. Like, why is it, see, that people can see stuff in other people and they don't even have like the same? I talked about it before, but it's like, how do you know when people are doing what they're not supposed to be doing, but you can't see it in yourself? Like even if it was the same level where like you were able to critique other people and like, you not doing this and you ain't doing that and you ain't doing that. But how is it they can't see that in themselves? Like, they are so great at peeping it out in other people. And here go my challenge with it, see. Like, what do you get at the end of the day when you correct me? Like, what do you get for it? Like, how much more money do you make? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much sweeter do you become in your profession when you're able to say to another person, you know, you make this air or you made this air? You know, and I guess for me, see, that's why I'm not really on. Like, when I look at Carl, I don't critique Carl's work as a videographer, not because I probably couldn't have an eye for it, but I'm so spaced out on being the best speaker I can be. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm working so hard, see, to deliver as a presenter that I don't even got time to be worried about with Carl. So that's why I'm not getting, for those of you who have, I don't know what you want to call it, the gift of prophesying, you know everybody else's business, you know what everybody else doing wrong in their relationships, you know what everybody else is doing wrong with their children, you know what everybody, you know what I'm saying? But you can't see what you're doing wrong in your relationship, what you're doing wrong in your parenting, what you're doing wrong in your money. And I just see, I wish we could make up a magic wand or come up with some sweet concoction that people could drink and they could just space out and self-assess.
I think it's easier to look at other people, and I think it's easier to blame other things for your mistakes. You know what I mean? So we don't give people the same out as you would give your own child. Like, for real, there's people, you know, and they shall remain nameless in our life who, you know, for real, they'll correct somebody else's kid, but their own kid, they don't really see it. Or they might have a reason as to why their kid is like that, but not give another kid a reason as to why they're like that. And so I think for most people, it's easier to find justifications for their behavior, right? Well, I'm not making my dreams become a reality right now, but, you know, I had, you know, two kids before I was ready, or I had, you know, this financial situation happened or this happened. But when you look at somebody else, we don't necessarily give them the same out, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we don't give them that same excuse. Yeah.
So I'm wondering is, and I heard this a long time ago, but I'm wondering, so my question is, to answer you, does it make you feel better that you can point it out some kind of subconsciously? And I remember reading this. They said TV is as successful as it is because people watch, like you think about reality shows and you see, you know, a lot of crazy stuff happening. They said it works because somehow people see that and it makes them feel better about themselves. Like, I'm not that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ratchet or I ain't out there tearing stuff up or whatever. So I'm wondering if it's a subconscious thing. Like, yo, if I see stuff in you, like, it subconsciously makes me feel better about myself. And to me, that's the only explanation why it would make sense for you to do it. Like, I feel better about myself now seeing that you're not doing what you're supposed to. Now, trust me, I get it. It don't make no sense because you went no further along the way.
Right.
But that's the only justification I could come up with as to why you would do it. You know what I'm saying? It just somehow makes you feel better. Like, I'm not there maybe, but in reality, you
and
are.
So, Carl, this is the biggest piece for me, though. So let's say that somebody might come up to me and make a suggestion about, you know, what ETA needs to do to go to another level. Like, you don't even have a business. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm like, yo, you don't even have a business. Like, you're not even successful in your own area. Like, you don't, as my, and forgive me, you know, I might be, you know, so like E.T., I know E.T. didn't say that, but I never forget, you know, people you say of me when I was young, you ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Like, you have absolutely nothing. You've accomplished nothing. You've done absolutely nothing. What would even make you feel courageous enough? What would make you feel like intelligent enough to come and tell me when I'm like one of the top motivational speakers in the world, why would you come to me and critique me or say to me, yo, E, you ain't doing this right. You ain't doing nothing right. You hadn't even started. You've done absolute, like, you're not doing nothing in your life. Like, look at your own life. So for me, it's like, okay, you got a PhD and you want to come critique me? Absolutely. I got a PhD, but I know I'm not the best writer, research, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You a scholar. You the man in that area. But I'm saying, I just don't get the, like, at the end of the day, what value does it bring for you to say that this person is not doing what they, E.T., you not, but you are, no, you trying to critique me. I see the way you deal with your wife. I've been married 26 years. You on your third, fourth marriage. Like, how are you coming to me and trying to correct me? So I just, for real, see, the inability to self-assess. And are we talking about, I did not get here without a committee. You don't get a PhD without a committee. So don't think for 1 minute, see, that I have a problem with critique. You don't defend, and after you defend successfully, it ain't like you walk out the room floating. It ain't like they not saying you need to make some adjustments. It's not like Bob Proctor hadn't called me. It's not like Les Brown hadn't sat me down. You understand? It's not like John Maxwell, people ain't have a conversation with our people. It's not like Grant Cardone didn't sit E.T. down and say, E.T., I think you need to eat. You ain't doing that, E. Come on, E. So don't get it twisted, see? I'm not suggesting that there's no place for critique, but I'm suggesting there are people who are critiquing others. They hadn't even begun to critique themselves. So what value do you get when you trying to tell me what I need to do, and you don't, again, forgive me, you ain't got a, I understand what they're saying now. I feel it. Like it was some old heads, see, they used to say it, and now at 40, 20 years later, I feel it. You ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. And so when you get one, then you start, but how dare you critique people when you look in the mirror and you aren't even on first base? Get on at least second or third base before you start critiquing the world. Because what's going to happen? You're going to make them better, but you're going to be in the same place. And I love what Carl said. If you have not grown in any area of your life, like you don't have a decent salary, you don't have a house of your own, you ain't got nothing, right? And you feel good about in your heart telling somebody else about themselves, and all you do is feel good, bro, you sicker than what you know, and you need to go get help. You sick. So for me, if I'm critiquing you, it's because it's in a place where I have dominated, and I'm only sharing with you the blueprint because I sincerely want to see you produce. I want to see you benefit, to be advantageous in the area. I'm not saying it because I want to hear myself talk, and I want to feel good about the fact that you make me feel good that I'm not where I'm supposed to be or doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm off of it.
Hey, you just took me back real quick to when you talked about the Warren Buffett. Remember when he talked about, the question was, what is your decision based on?
Yeah.
And you could elaborate on that, but he was saying that he reads reports from 60s and the 50s and all that. So when you talk to some, in his circumstance, when he's speaking to you, my man got a wealth of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? He's not talking off of just something that he feels about. It's a wealth of knowledge. So just to add credit to what he's saying, we hearing it from, you know, one of the richest men in the world. Like, he's reading reports from 50, 60 years ago to see what worked then to implement it now. So if you're giving somebody input, I love the word you use, dominate. Like, you want to give input in the areas you've dominated, not areas that you got a strong feeling about, or you just dabbled with. No. You want to give input on the areas that you've dominated, because we know you've been there, you've done that, you've done the scenario. I can ask Usain Bolt how to run. I can. It seemed like it would make sense. I can ask Michael Phelps how to swim faster. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they could give me a couple little hints on how to do that. I think he could give me a little help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I promise I'm not about to ask E about swimming. I promise. I promise I ain't about to ask C about swimming.
Because I slept at a Holiday Inn last night. I'm just going to wax deep on. No. And my boy Lil B.
I'm going to take it a step further, guys. And y'all talking about, okay, Warren Buffett, Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt. I ain't mad at you. But for the average person, let me give you this bit of advice. How about you don't say a thing, even if you feel like you have the expertise in that area, if you're not in the position to actually do something about it?
Yeah, that's big.
So don't correct me unless you can actually do something about it. I love it. The people who have corrected us in the past, who have done something about it, got a job off of us.
Right.
And let me give you a few examples, right? Somebody was like, yo, y'all need a logo. I like the ETA logo for the company, but E need a personal logo, right? That would have been great. We all knew that. E had been saying that for 3 years. I like the logo C, but it ain't, you know, what we need. And somebody came and said, with a critique, the logo's good, it ain't great. And they said, guess what? Here you go.
Right here.
Use this logo.
Use this one.
Right? And the logo that you see with the arms outstretched, the Grind Gear logo, is the logo that he gave us. And as a result, it's been put in production. So he didn't just critique, he did something about it. I'm thinking of the girl, and I promise you, I know Carl, you know her name, who said, yo, y'all need some visuals to go with TGIM, some static visuals that you can print out.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not mad at the TGIMs, but it needs to be like almost a worksheet type deal. Guess what? She just start every single week doing them herself. And guess what? That turned into a job, and she designed the Greatness Is Upon You book. So I'm not even on you coming up to me telling me what needs to be done, because chances are 9 times out of 10, I already know what needs to be done. I just don't have either the capacity or the staffing to get it done right this second. So if you're going to critique and come up to me and give me a bunch of great ideas, don't give me, matter of fact, don't give me one idea unless you are in a position to help me execute it. How about that?
Hey, my boy Brian DeWitt put it like this. He says, don't give me constructive criticism on something you ain't constructed. So don't give me constructive criticism if you ain't constructed. You feel me? Like, don't do that. And so that's my thing. Like, in your mind, you think you deep. But like Carl said yesterday, people are coming to see Serena. She got trainers there. She had people who have dominated. Queen Latifah has dominated in her arena. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the people that she, for real.
I think Carl said that before we got on the,
before,
on the podcast.
So I'll set it up.
Oh, sorry.
I'll set it up so you can keep going. Now, I was saying another good way to self-assess, guys, and I wanted to share it, is kind of measure who's watching you. That's where I was going. Who's watching you? And we were watching the game last night with Serena, and of course, they show people in the crowd. And the last couple of games, and you could continue from there, but you saw some people that you know what I'm saying, that have established themselves in this world, not in America, not in no corner. Like, these are world-renowned people that have dominated their industry.
Yeah, so we see Beyonce's there, dominating in her arena. Jay-Z's there, is dominated in his area. Queen Latifah is dominated in multiple areas. You saw Draymond Green there, Beckham is there. You know, you're talking about Stan Smith. You got people there, man, who have dominated in their arena. Pharrell was there. You got people from all kind of walks. Ellen has been there, you know, who are watching Serena. They're watching the greatest female athlete, they're saying, of all times. And they would be considered in their own right the best to do what they've done. So you got to be cautious of just because, again, you stayed at the Holiday Inn Express or you read one book or you took a course. If you have not established yourself in that arena, you are at best, Carl, what? A novice at best?
Novice.
You can't consider yourself to be a master. You can't consider yourself to be an expert. You can't consider yourself to be a guru. So, and I was telling my homeboy this the other day, as appealing as it is, or as I don't know the word, see, I'm looking for, but as tempting as it is, that might be the word, as tempting as it is to run off at the mouth about something that you feel like you are acclaimed in, don't do it if you're not acclaimed. Like, don't. You took two English courses. Don't try to make it like you are an English teacher now. You took two English classes on the collegiate level and you passed. Don't act like that you
now you're Shakespeare.
You feel me? So I'm just saying, and do me a huge favor. Unless you're getting paid to critique, because people do get paid for that. If you're not getting paid for that, I would suggest that your energies are best spent self-assessing. I want to say it again because I want to make sure you're hearing what I'm saying. If you are not if you're not a consultant, if someone is not paying you to critique them, I would suggest that your energies could be best served doing self-assessment. Why? Because you can get a return on your listen to me. You can get a return on your investment for certain if you assess yourself, if you look at yourself in the mirror and then make the adjustments. Because if you're critiquing somebody else who don't want to be critiqued by you, they're not going to do a whole lot with the information anyway. But if you critique you and you grow.
And you said it in the UOU video, and maybe we could play a clip, I don't know.
You never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. And when you get to the point where you can say you let you down, I don't care. Listen to me. No disrespect. I don't care about Glenn. That's not why I do what I do. And I love Glenn. I don't come here and do what I do so Glenn can affirm me, so he can give me a pat on my back. I care more about me than I care about what Glenn thinks about me. I have standards. I have values. I don't care how much you pay me. If I speak at an elementary school for $300, I chose to do that for $300. If I chose to speak at a prison for free, I chose to do that. And I will not go in there giving those prisoners less than what somebody pays me $100,000. Why? Because I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. And that's the problem with some of you.
You always want to blame other people. You always want to, you want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
Like, for real, you have to take a look in the mirror. Like, that's so important. Like, look yourself in the mirror. And right? And because we talk about, for real, for us as a company, we looked ourselves in the mirror, y'all. 10 years ago, when we got ready to get started, we said, look, we ain't got a whole lot of business savvy right now. We don't have a whole lot of money. What we have is this one gift, right? We don't have 10 gifts. Like, for real, we didn't have, like, yo, I'm terrible at math. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not great. I don't know nothing about the stock market, the real estate. Like, I'm not into that. We found the one thing that we were good at because we self-assessed. And I truly believe, I say it every time in every city we have a VIP session, I lead with, I truly believe that every single person under the sound of my voice has a gift and could be highly successful, whatever they consider they're highly successful to be, if they stopped and took an honest look at self and not just other people, right? We say, not taking an honest look at yourself, but now you're taking a honest look at other people. No, stop looking at other people and start looking at yourself and find out what it is that you are supposed to be doing. You don't have to be 5-10 things, but you do have to stop and self-assess. And that's why, for real, we will talk about this. We actually said the theme of 2016 was 2016 was self-assess. We said next year is not the average skill phenomenal wheel. We're going on the self-assess tour because, for real, if you would stop, doggone it, and just like literally stop in your tracks and say, what am I supposed to be doing? You'll be on a whole nother level.
See, let me say this, and this is because I want to empower somebody. Okay, I really need you to hear me, because when we use these terms, they're when you talk about keys, that's the term everybody's using now. You know, these are major keys, right? We're not giving you this terminology for the sake of sounding deep. Like, we're not interested in, like, CJ and I and Carl, like, we're not trying to go down in the Hall of Fame for podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not our theme, our idea. Like, what we're really trying to do is empower you. Let me tell you why self-assessment is so critical for us, because we believe right now in 2016, and we're going to take it to another level in 2017, we truly believe that of all the keys that we possess, that this is the one key that if you utilize, we believe that it will open up multiple doors for you, right? And let me give you a prime example. So I had a family member, this is on everything I love. I had a family member who I probably hadn't talked to, see, in 7 years or more, 10. Like, we ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, we hadn't talked in a long time. And see, they had the nerve to call me and tell me they were angry at me. Now, see, when you say you angry at me, that's like, I borrowed your car and wrecked that joint. I stole some money from you. See, I ain't even talked to this person in 7 years. Like, I probably ain't even seen him at a family function, but like maybe once or twice in the last 7 years. Like, I have physically done absolutely nothing to them, right? And it's family, so I'm not gonna, you know, do my family like that on the podcast and say who it is and go through the whole nine.
No, tell us. Was it Byron? You know what I'm saying?
Like, see, when I got off the phone, I felt so bad for them. I'm like, how in the world could you? We don't even live in the same state. We didn't even grow up together. Like, we ain't even on that level. How could you allow something in your head about me to stop you from? And that's what I love about self-assessment. See, what self-assessment says is, I'll never be pissed at CJ. I'll never be mad at Carl. Why? Because you don't control my life. Like, it'd be a different thing if, like, I would have a major excuse if the way the world was set up, that I couldn't put my clothes on unless Carl came over and put my clothes on. Like, I could not activate my brain unless CJ called me on the phone. I would be pissed at y'all. But see, I don't need you to get up in the morning. I don't need you to put on my clothes. I don't need you to go to work. Like, I don't need CJ to get me a gig. I go to the Advantage every week. I speak on Michigan State campus without a gig every single Tuesday. We got a podcast. Like, I don't need a gig. I don't need a football, a basketball, a high school, a college. Like, I don't need nobody to call me. And so for me, the thing I love about self-assessment is that it shows me it starts with me, it ends with me. Now, are we saying that we don't need support? We most certainly need support. So for all the victims out there, I love it because it's fake. It's in their brain. So they got a reason for why. See, there's no, I remember when they told me that it was going to cost $10,000 for my wife to get her prescription and that the insurance company wasn't willing to pay for it. They had denied her twice.
10 grand a month.
No, 10 grand a month. Watch this, see. At no point did I go, I can't believe the government is allowing the insurance companies or the insurance company and the pharmaceutical company actually together. I can't allow, I know this thing don't cost $10,000. I can't see how they would allow them. See, I never said nothing about the government. I never said nothing about state and local. I never said nothing about the mayor and how could they and why is it not more affordable? You know this medication could actually give my wife a new life. See, listen to me, $10,000 a month, see? And at no point did I feel like a victim. All I said to myself was, E.T., what do you need to do? What do you need to do professionally to grow? So I was already on Facebook. I'm sorry, MySpace. And then Facebook came out. And remember, see, when we were academic advisors, it was only for college students. Then it got switched to grown folk took over. Then after that, see, it was Twitter. Then after Twitter, see, it was Instagram. Then after Instagram, it's Divine. And then after Divine, it's Snapchat. Listen to me. Outside of Snapchat, guys, I'm just going to keep it 100 because our young adults really take over that. Trust me when I tell you, the 3 o'clock in the morning joint is coming from your boy E.T. And I had to learn to do Facebook. I had to learn to do Instagram. I had to learn to do Twitter. Like, I had to learn all these different apps that Carl got for me. I got the Google Calendar boys. I got the BU stuff. I got the E.T. boy. I mean, guys, but the thing that I love is at the end of the day, my life is on me. My wife's $10,000 was on me becoming more professional, on me making some adjustments, on me being able to go from charging you $5,000 to $50,000. Now I'm doing way more voiceover work than I've ever done before. Like, it was on me to say, E, what opportunities exist? What gaps are there? Where are you not handling your business? Where have you settled? Where are you chilling? You know, yeah, you're making a decent income, but now you got two babies in college at the same time. Like, what can you do? And so I'm so grateful for the ability to self-assess, see, because at the end of the day, what it's saying is when you self-assess, when you look at yourself in the mirror for who you really are, when you don't make no excuses, when you don't put it on nobody else, you have the power, see, at that point to live whatever life you choose to wake up and go get.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I really don't understand, like, the brain is so crazy because somehow by blaming somebody else for your failures or, like, you know, like playing that victim, like by like some kind of way psychologically, that must make you feel better, even though you're in the exact same situation you're in.
The exact same situation, you see what I'm saying? Bro. Ain't nothing
like, you don't
same.
Go nowhere. It ain't like, nowhere. Okay, you blamed everybody else and they're like, all right, here go $100,000 in your account because it wasn't your fault. Like, that ain't how it works. Like, you still in the same exact spot. I don't get it. But the brain is so powerful that we feel by, like, me blaming my shortcomings on E.T. I don't know why your family member, whoever that was, blamed you for whatever or had that victim mentality or was angry with you or whatever. But I know some kind of way psychologically it was easier for them to say, okay, I'm mad at you. I'm angry at you. And I am where I am because of what you did to me. I don't know why that makes you feel better, even though you're stuck in the exact same spot you were.
And isn't it weird, though, that people who do that normally do it to people who are doing well?
Oh, listen.
Isn't that crazy?
Nobody who's, I was just about to say, I've never seen a successful person do it. Like, don't get it twisted. But the thing that's so crazy is you just named it. If you continue to place your blame, let's say you got five people who you just gonna blame the mess out of. So that you spread your 20% blame to them, 20%, you assign all these blames all over the place and you don't self-assess. Well, the odds are you will never change because you don't see yourself as having done anything wrong. So you continue to stay in the same spot. You continue to stay in the same lane, make the same amount of money, have the same, you know, broken relationships because you don't subscribe any of your failures or shortcomings to yourself. So why in the world would you ever change?
I'm still stuck on what you just said. See, forgive me. Like, I'm here processing like that for real. Like, the victim mentality, like, for real. It's always to the person that's doing well. I'm stuck on that.
Oh,
like,
for
I never
sure.
processed that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You not
Warren Buffett ain't never blamed nobody for nothing.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. It always comes from, and like, successful people don't blame, not because I just think successful people don't blame because they know it's not going to get you anywhere. They know they have to figure it out themselves. Ask yourself why, for real, don't blame your ex-husband. Ask yourself, what about you allowed you to get into a bad relationship with somebody who you wasn't supposed to be with in the first place?
And
you know what I'm
fix
saying?
It like moving forward, the key is fixing it because moving forward.
Because second marriages don't have any better record than first time. See, as a matter of fact, it's worse.
I think it get worse.
Because you never self-assessed. Because you thought the whole blame was on your ex and that you were perfect, and so you got into another relationship and it happened again because you refused to self-assess and you placed all the blame of your first failed marriage on your ex, and this one was gonna be fire, and then that one, guess what? And the third one come. You still ain't thinking you doing nothing wrong.
Hey, y'all gotta save this for the marriage podcast. Y'all slipping now. Y'all slipping.
Oh, the marriage podcast
y'all
coming.
Slipping. Y'all
yeah, it's
slipping.
Coming in about 30 days.
Pull
get ready
back.
For it.
Pull it
get
back.
It ready, get it ready, get it ready.
Yeah, no, the marriage podcast is coming, but I think y'all make some strong points, man, and you know, I know we, you know, you like, man, y'all listening to us and you like, yo, y'all going off about this, but it's just like when you get to certain levels and you see certain things and you walk with people who are successful on a regular basis
defeating,
and you guys
man.
See these patterns.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's defeating, bro. It's defeating.
Yeah,
see?
And I think we're in like a weird, like not a weird, but like, yo, for real, you got to understand like
yeah,
our dynamics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying like, yo, we've been in like some high level places around some like very successful people. And we just, when I say success, I don't mean success in life. They might have a tore up marriage, I don't know. But in their professional lives, they have, I'm talking about balling. Like we've been in skyscrapers in Manhattan, me and E getting lost on the elevator, like just crazy stuff, right? Like we've been in some areas where some highly, highly successful people, but I think the unique thing about us is we not removed from people who ain't really doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes when you blow up, you get so
big,
you don't
even
have to
send some
like
money through Western Union.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we still sending money Western Union.
You
like, I'm still dropping
a
couple dollars.
I just did it a couple of weeks ago. I promise
straight
you.
Straight up. Right, right. It's one of the struggles,
use
right?
Use MoneyGram. So, it's cheaper, Carl. Use MoneyGram.
I'm sure some people, like, you know, that we meeting and they doing their thing and they got the skyscraper and all of that in Chicago, New York, L.A., who they probably ain't even had to send to Western Union.
I promise you. They don't know what Walmart to Walmart is. They don't know what the green dot is.
The dichotomy that we experience in terms of looking at the people who are way up there and the way they think and the way they operate, the speed at which they operate, the way in which they go about handling their business and getting the job done, and then looking, you know, to the people who, like I said, we still look at who still trying to make their dreams become a reality. Yeah. Still trying to get that degree. Still trying to pass the GED. Yeah. Still trying to blow up in their job. And they keep and there are key elements from both sides. So I think the unique thing that we're able to do, guys, hopefully, is take the stuff that we're learning from some of the giants that we've been around professionally and give you that information, but then tell you what to steer clear of in the other side of our lives, of the people and the things that we see that have not been successful. And hopefully between the two of those, you can fuse them together and get to the next level in your life.
Let me say that's why I love y'all, man. And for those of you who are listening, you know, you have to understand the value of what you're getting right now. You just said something so powerful, see. This is why I love you guys so much. And this is why, this is what makes you guys so different than everybody else. 90% of the people that CJ mentioned that we fooling with that's on that next level financially, talking to those who are where, you know, like people who are in the dark that we're trying to bring in the light, they not even fooling with that. Like that's not even, they don't even have a concern to reach back to victims and try to help victims to become victors.
Right,
like,
right.
They not, it ain't, look, see, not only are they not doing it, it ain't even on their radar. And I just want the two of y'all to know, in terms of Carl, you and the team having to edit this stuff. You know, you having to, you know, not be with your family or come back after the swimming lessons. See, you gotta hurry up and drop your son off and come back. Like, for real, the inconveniences that you guys are going through for free 99. And listen to me, you have to understand something, guys. When I tell you we're not trying to go down in the Hall of Fame of podcasts, like for real, I'm being real with you. Like, we have no 5-year plan for the podcast. We don't have a 6-month plan for the podcast. We don't know like what the awards are for people who are phenomenal in the podcast. We could care less. We are simply throwing out a raptor. That's all we doing. We made it. We made it. Like, we literally got to the other side. And we're talking about business. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about our health. We're talking about our spiritual lives. Like, we're not claiming to be perfect, but I promise you, we are, I'm talking about eons and eons away from where we started. And we're talking about generationally and what we have. And yet, the fellas, through TGIMs, through podcasts, through whatever, are still finding a way to give free information to people who are in the dark and trying our hardest to say to you guys, we admonish you. We're begging, we're pleading with you in the name of freedom, in the name of life, in the name of success, in the name of prosperity. We are pleading with you.
And the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, and the Holy Ghost. We are pleading with you guys to not just listen to this weekly, but hear what is free. Hear what we are saying. Come out of victim mentality, because if you put in 150 hours, if you put 10,000, if you put 20,000 hours into the victim mentality, you will get nothing back, my friend. You will get nothing out of it.
Is there a Nobel Peace Prize for the victim mentality? We should make an award show. I promise you. Hey, give them a whole award show, E. You know what I'm saying?
After this week's
success. With the 10,000 hours. I'm glad we'll say anything about that.
Hey, after this week's success series, I looked at E and I said, what do we do next week? Like, yo, we just gave out. I'm talking about Yolanda and E went. I don't know if y'all watched this thing, but if y'all watched it, we did it on Facebook Live, and it went bananas. It was like, I think over 100,000 people was watching it.
Yeah, 308,000 likes.
Wow. So I'm looking at this like, yo, this was free. I mean, free content. See, and I'm looking like, I'm in the company like, yo, what do we do next week? Like, I ain't even trying to be funny with y'all, but that's like the best that I've seen us do. I'm talking about including some paid engagement. Like, that content was so fire. I'm looking like, where do we go from here? So what I'm trying to tell you guys, like, literally, I'd say my time, and see, you can speak to it too, but my time is almost split 50-50 between the stuff that we do for free. Absolutely. And the time, the stuff that we do for pay. Like, it's almost split 50-50. Like, literally, this whole day, Thursday, is about getting that podcast up. We do it either Wednesday or Thursday, and that's like my whole day Thursday. Between Ken and I got to edit it, you know what I'm saying, get it uploaded, and it's just not hit a button to upload. We got to make sure it's getting to all the outlets, test it, make sure everything's working.
For free.
TGIM Ken is trying to get a couple of, I'm talking about days in advance, so he can get 2-3 days of editing in for free. You know what I'm saying? This not dealing with the content that we're putting on BU and all the other stuff. Like, the free stuff. Like, we doing the same slides for the success series like we're doing for the conferences. Like, we putting the same amount of energy into it. And all we ask in return, y'all, is take something and do something with it. That's all we ask.
Just don't get high. Don't get high. Do something
right,
with this.
Right. Yeah, no, I think y'all make solid points. And, you know, we try to be as transparent as possible with y'all. We've turned down multi-million-dollar contracts because they said, you have to stop doing YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, we literally have sat there and been like, all right, cool, we can't do it. When it would have been very lucrative financially, because they would, you know, try to shut down our ability to give any free information out. And I think that's crucial. But with that being said, for those of you who are looking to go to that next level and do want to be a part of something and do want to invest a little bit of money, breatheuniversity.com. We're going to jump into Ask ET, but it, of course, as always, is sponsored by breatheuniversity.com, our new platform, Lightspeed. He talked about how we went from, you know, MySpace to Facebook and, you know, whatever. We went from MySpace to Facebook now with our Lightspeed platform. Listen to me, man. For a small investment, You can get into breatheuniversity.com with us. If you like the stuff we're doing, you see the stuff we're doing for free. Carl mentioned 50-50. You need to get that other 50. You know what I mean? You're getting 50% of it for free, and I'm not mad at you. You consume this podcast every week. You go to the TGIMs. You love it. It's great. There are some things in BU that you're just not getting on the TGIMs. You're not getting on the podcast. Josh, who has joined, is a full like partner with us in BU. Is giving out some dynamic information on the lines about building your business. Like, and I think, you know, it's funny, and I'm gonna tell people this before we even get going. It's like, I always preach the one thing, you know what I mean? And mastering the craft on your one thing and being able to be an expert at that. And what we're doing with BU guys is, of course, you got me, Carl, and E, doing what we always do, right? Carl's teaching a media course that we talked about. He's doing his thing with the motivation, and I'm doing my thing with the branding and the entrepreneurship. But what we're doing in BU is we are bringing in high-level individuals to train in their certified areas. So I'm not trying to teach you about business, best business practices and sales, because that's not what my expertise is. But guess what we've done, guys? We've headhunted, and we went out and got the best. And when I say the best, I'm talking about an individual like Josh, who you guys may have seen on some of the videos and stuff like that, who has started several multi-million dollar companies and has built his latest sales force from 14 people to over 500 people. Like, we are bringing in experts, guys, and you're not getting that information on the podcast. You're not getting it on the TGIMs. That information is available at breatheuniversity.com. So I would love to see you guys on breatheuniversity.com. Go there, try it out, use the promo code BU Special to get your first month half off. We are doing some phenomenal things, and we continue to upgrade every single day. Some new developments coming very soon, and we look forward to seeing you over there at breatheuniversity.com. With that being said,
before you go there, do this for me. And this is for my entrepreneurs out there who have had a measure of success. You and Carl can both answer it if you'd like to. I don't want this moment to go by without you addressing. You've not made any money yet from this new platform. So you got this platform Lightspeed. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the platform we had before, you know, especially when somebody paying $19.99. Why would you make such a large investment? And like I said, Carl can answer it, you can answer it separately, both. It doesn't make me a difference. But why would you make such a large financial investment in something that you have not necessarily immediately gotten return off of, other than the fact that your people who've already been in it enjoy it? You know, why would you do such an upgrade? And again, speak to entrepreneurs out there, you know, who are successful, you know, but they don't understand the importance of making an investment like this to get to the next level. Why did you guys make the decision?
So I'll start. See, my question, I'll answer your question with a question, and my question is, why not? And the fact to me that there's something out there that's better, like, that's all the motivation that I need to go get it. I don't need nothing else. Like, there's something, we built our own system. So let me go back, let me trace it. We started with, I'm not gonna call the name of the company, but we started with a company online where, you know, like, they're making it real easy for everybody to do this stuff now. So literally Breathe University started with us sitting down and figuring out how to do it ourselves. That was level one. Level two was like, okay, this is cool, but there's some limitations to it. It works, trust me, it works. The content's there, people can get the content, but there were a couple of limitations to it. Okay, so let's build it our own so we could kind of transition and do a little more. We had a little more flexibility with how we could do it, the pricing, whatever. And then we moved to this level where it's like, we found a group of people that were experts in this area. Again, what CJ just said, we're not trying to teach you stuff that we don't know. We talk about domination. We found a group of people that this is what they built their business to do, provide this content at a high level. Now, let me just be honest with y'all. We at the beginning of what this new platform is doing. The people that hitting me up like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. We haven't even touched it yet. So to answer the question, E, how do you not go to the next level when the next level exists? Like, it's like, and again, I watched Serena last night, so that's all in my mind. Why would you just play at, you know, the local high school level, the local college level, the, you know, whatever, the local, the regional tournaments, when there is an Open, there is a Wimbledon? Like, you're not going to get there. Like, you never can be satisfied if you want to be great at what you do, if you want to be recognized for what you do, if you want to put your all 120 in, why not go get what's out there?
Yeah, and I think for me, you know, this is, to be honest, guys, this is the dream that we had a long time ago. Because, you know, some of you come to ET for so many different things. Some of you come for the marriage thing. Some of you come for the spirituality side of it, the motivation side of it. You know, I thought one of the deepest things Josh said back in the day, you know, when he was building his first company, he said E was my virtual business partner, and he didn't even know it. You know, so E has been a lot of these things to you. And I think with BU, we're finally starting to scratch the surface of what we can provide for you. And I'll be real, guys, like, yo, every time we go to a conference or people tell us, yo, I spent $20,000 on this training and didn't learn half as much as I learned with you guys, you know, it made it, you know, almost mandatory that we did this and put this platform out in a way that, you know, people could digest it. And Carl is right. You know, we've gone out. And, you know, just for example, the platforms that we're building right now, we have some of the modules up there right now. We have a monetize your message platform where we're teaching you how to use the social medias, the Facebooks and everything else to take your gift and turn it into a profit, take your passion and turn it into a profit. We have the actual trainings for that. We have, like I said, Josh with the business and the sales, that is under construction. We have the marriage stuff under construction, the spirituality stuff under construction. All of this is going up as we speak. And the way in which we built it was that it was a one-stop shop, not only for you, we have the young entrepreneurs, they're gonna be having their midnight, you know, entrepreneur call, you know, so we just have a bunch of things that we can offer, and we didn't do it in a way where it's like, oh, CJ's teaching the sales and he's teaching the spirituality and he's teaching the branding. Like, no, we went and got the best of the best. We recruited some of the top people in the industry so that we could bring you guys a product that was out of this world. So with that being said, go to breatheuniversity.com. Check us out, man. Be a part of our family and what we have going on. We have, like Carl said, we are just scratching the surface of what we're going to be. And those updates are coming literally by the day, week and month. So we look forward to seeing you at breatheuniversity.com. That was a long intro into Ask ET. Or do y'all want to do One Gotta Go first? I give y'all the option.
Yeah, you've been going hard. Do One Gotta Go. You've been going hard.
All right, yeah. So let's switch the mood a little bit and go One Gotta Go. And this came in from, this was a user submitted, if you will. Somebody came with the One Gotta Go, and they said.
Which is crazy, right, though, see? Which is just crazy that people are really listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're really listening, and they're loving the segment so much that they're creating their own. I just thought that was unbelievable.
Yeah, no. We love our supporters. Y'all keep the show thriving, keep it running. Go in there and write them reviews on iTunes, though, because we're not in the top 10 right now, and that don't sit well with us. Even though E said we ain't trying to be in the Hall of Fame, I'm trying to be in the top 10, dog. Going to the top 5, trying to go to number 1. So go leave us that review on iTunes. But so this was user submitted, and they said ET, and they must know ET really well, because this one's a tough one. They said, One Gotta Go. Now, let me do my setup. This place has been a staple in the hip-hop preacher's life for a long time. He's known to ask for extra chicken, and he demands that his sour cream be spread evenly
across. Mm. No doubt. No.
Evenly across. He will not have you globbing the sour cream in the middle. He also has, and this is no joke, guys, he has also created his own sauce. Absolutely. In our local chain that they actually now sell. Because the hip hop preacher made it up and he nicknamed it Illuminati sauce.
Cause you don't know what's in it.
The next location that we have is a company favorite, if you will. Mm. E and his wife have actually been known to just in the middle of the day drive 50 minutes because there's not one close. In the middle of the day, drive 50 minutes.
Ooh, for lunch.
He has even gotten this place to serve him breakfast at 5 o'clock in the evening. One of the many perks of being the hip hop preacher and people knowing who you are. You can get a variety of things at this place. And E.T. does get the variety, and they will make a sandwich for him out of anything. If y'all don't know, he's the sandwich king. The last place is very near and dear to E's heart because of the chicken lover in him.
It's the lover
this place, this place also has been the source of many of his speeches because of their consistent work ethic and because of the way in which they treat their customers. They keep the shake machine open as long as he needs.
As long as I need it.
And they just recently, I'm not sure if it's up, but you can see it. Yeah. Now, mind you, there was not one within an hour drive of E's house. But because they know E is such a big fan, E actually petitioned the franchise owners and paid them to bring a Chick-fil-A.
Local.
They're here. They open.
You
the
can
day,
throw
baby.
A rock and down hit Chick-fil-A from his house now. Yeah. But Chick-fil-A. So the three options: Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, or Cheesecake Factory. One gotta go. It never existed. You can never have it again in life. Which one gotta go?
Oh, that's easy. That's the Cheesecake Factory.
I figured he was going to go Cheesecake.
And what?
I'm cheating to all my fans out there. I'll be real with y'all. I'm cheating. The only reason why I said the Cheesecake Factory is because he can get rid of that, but there's still Grand Lux. And I can go to Grand Lux.
But I'm going to go out. Not too far on the limb, but I'm going to go out and say get rid of Chipotle because y'all had the E. coli outbreak and poisoned everybody on the globe for a couple weeks.
Not in Michigan, though. So Michigan never experienced that. I feel bad for my West Coast brothers and sisters.
No, but, and the East Coast. They had the East Coast blew out, too. Y'all wasn't using the right kind of vegetables. Y'all wasn't checking it. So Chipotle takes a backseat. And I'll be real. Cheesecake Factory, the reason Cheesecake Factory can't go is because very rarely, I mean, if ever, can you go to a restaurant that does
everything
well.
Everything.
Like, you can go to Cheesecake Factory and get the orange chicken, swinging. You can get breakfast, swinging. You can get fish and chips, swinging. A burger, a sandwich. Like, yo, they do everything well, which is, like, very rare. Most of the time, you go to a place and they do, like, some fire seafood. But then if you just go on and do something Latin or, you know, Chinese, it's going to taste terrible. I'm talking about Cheesecake Factory does everything at a super high level.
Except the
cheesecake. Plus, they got a piece of a low-carb cheesecake that's fire. So I'm not getting rid of Cheesecake Factory. Hey. I'm getting rid of, let me say it, I'm getting rid of Chipotle because I think it's vastly overrated, to be honest with you. I don't get the obsession. And you talking about you got Grand Lux, you got Qdoba. If you don't have
definitely
Chipotle.
Nowhere near the same.
I get pissed at Chipotle because they only got like three things you can get. You can get a bowl, a quesadilla, or a burrito. I'm like, yo, I need, like, what's going on? Give me a bigger variety.
So I'm with you, C, in terms of which one got to go. It's got to be Chipotle only because, now listen to what I'm saying carefully. Only because I did do Qdoba before, and I was fine with Qdoba until I got Chipotle.
That's
so if it
truth.
Never existed, I could still
that
rock with truth. Qdoba. You get what I'm saying?
That is the truth.
If it
that
never existed, truth. We was doing Qdoba, and we was all right. Now, I will tell you, I'll leave it there, yeah. Chipotle, yeah? Because I can't get rid of the Polynesian boy.
Hey. Can I get an honest estimate? What is today? Let me get the date. Today is what? Today is September 8th, 2016. Up to this point, today, how many times have you been to Chipotle this year?
He can't answer that.
I can't answer that. I've been there more than the other two for sure.
Yeah,
I go at least three, four
times
a week.
Have you been there more than there are days into the year?
Oh, for sure.
Have you gone once a day?
I go more than once a day. Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I believe. Yeah,
absolutely.
Nah.
And then, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If they open at 8, I'd be there at 8. And with somebody, I'd have an egg burrito. But they don't open that early.
I'm talking about like 75% of the time if I call E, I can hear him saying, yeah, can they get the sour cream spread evenly?
And then can you please? Now, see, I'm saying you remember the advantage. We had the whole advantage. We went so much, y'all got to hear this. We went so much that they gave us, what was it, like 20 free meals or something like
all
that? Like
time.
We took like the advantage students
stuff
up there. They would just give us free because we came so much. This is, you talking about seven, 8 years ago.
Hey, and can you very quickly, for those who are going, what does he mean Illuminati sauce? Can you tell us what is in the Illuminati sauce? Or is it only you have to be a part of the Illuminati to find
out? You have to be a part of the Chipotle Illuminati. Hey, throw them diamonds up.
No, man. So, hey, I'm forced to eat it every time I'm with them because that's the only place. Matter of fact, me and E were in Detroit dropping Didi off to get her hair done and eat like GPS Chipotle, and we drove like an hour to go get some Chipotle. So that was the last time I had it. Not a huge fan. It ain't bad. I just like a bigger variety. I just can't eat the same thing all the time. And E and his wife, when they find a spot, I'm talking about they wear it out.
Oh, yeah.
Them jokers came down here to Atlanta.
Out.
That I took them to Houston's one time. They've been 17 been times since.
We ain't never
and
been
they was only there
since.
Two. I'm talking about when they find it, it is over with. So, hey, we got to thank you for playing. One got to go. I guess it's Chipotle actually has to go because me and Carl both voted for that.
Which I'm about to go to.
The first time I'm on the
winning
side.
As soon as this podcast is over, I'm about to go to it.
No doubt. No doubt. Real quick, let's jump into Ask ET. I got work to do, y'all. We got started late. But I do want to give the people their favorite segment, Ask ET. Let's see. E, can you prioritize tips on how to get more out of your day, especially when it comes to work-life balance? And that is from Fredro in Sacramento.
Start early, right? Start early, 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you know, whatever you can do. Go to bed a little earlier so you can wake up. And here's my rationale. If you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you go all the way to 9:30, like for real, you put in a lot of hours. You need to allow your body, you know, to recuperate. Number two, I think it's important to put a time limit, you know, like for instance, say those of you who work out, you know, you can run 3 miles in an hour. You can run 6 miles in an hour. You can run 8 miles in an hour, you know, so you have to put a limit on it. Say, I'm only going to do an hour, but I'm going to get this much done in an hour, right? So make sure you have some parameters because, you know, for real, let's just be honest. We could do the podcast, if we really wanted to, we could probably do the podcast about 4 or 5 hours. Like, we have that type of content, so we have to put a limit on it. So put a limit on your work and get as much done in that time frame as you can. This is another big one. You know, communicate effectively with the people, you know, who are involved in your work. You know, so by that I mean, my wife and I have a discussion about, sweetheart, I'm going to be working until 2 o'clock. What does that do? If it's not an emergency, she's not going to call me and interrupt me during that time frame. Carl and I will be like, yo, squad, we on the podcast right now. So we communicate with each other, you know. C might say, hey, guys, I'm going to be working on doing some consulting work from 8 to 12. We know, leave C alone during that time. So I think a big key is communicating, right? And so for those of you who aren't strong enough to communicate, put some more parameters. The phone is off. The TV is not on. There's no music playing. Go to a quiet place. Like, you'd be shocked how much more work you can get done in a quiet, clean environment than you can a noisy, disruptive, dirty environment. You know, so those are just some of the tips. I also say prep. So for instance, when I know I'm going to have a longer day, I prep my meal the day before, or I ask somebody to go scoop lunch for me, right? And just certain distractions that I don't, you know, do. I try to work out early in the morning to get my workout done, get my bath early, you know what I'm saying? It's just some stuff that I say that normally I could wait till about 8:15 to do, that I try to get done at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning so that when it's showtime, I can go straight abstract and not allow any distractions, you know, to keep me, or also when I say the word distraction, sometimes I'm just talking about focus, because there are those of you who can sit down and start the work, and it literally takes you 30 or 40 minutes to get started. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot going on. You touch Facebook, you touch Instagram, so you're working, but it's not abstract. And so what I mean by abstract is just when you go to work within that first 10 or 30 seconds, like you should literally get busy. So maybe have a descriptor or some things to do, you know, or whatever, so that once you get started, you kind of know which direction you're going in. There's so much more, see, but I think those are the initial things that come to my mind that I've used to kind of help me to really execute, and not just execute, but execute on a higher level.
Yep, Jamila in Cincinnati said, CJ, how is Trey's potty training and how's Miss Avery doing? They're doing great. We still, my wife still ain't sold on the daycare for little mama yet. So we in the process of trying to figure that out. So if you know some nanny services in Atlanta, hit me up, because it don't look like little mama going to daycare. I think she just thinks she's too little to go, guys. Like, she like, I'm not feeling that. You know, it's like, even though the daycare is, you know, great daycare, that's where my son goes, I guess, you know, she like, yo, she still need one-on-one, you know what I mean? And where, as the daycare, they might have like 10 babies and three, four teachers. So each teacher got to tend to a couple babies. And wifey is not feeling that. But Trey, in the potty training, we murdering the game. Every once in a while, we'll have an accident if we get too excited and, you know, whatever, start playing too long and too hard. But potty training is going great. Thanks for asking. Let's see. Sean said, happy belated birthday to E.T. Didn't have a question. He just wanted to say happy B-Day. No doubt. He is, well, how I don't 40 years old again. So
46.
September 3rd.
46. Hey, yeah, but if you go, if you go to the wrong Wikipedia, I'm like 55 or something like that. If you go to the wrong Wikipedia, I went to college in Tulane and I played cornerback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
No doubt. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you guys for writing in for the Ask ET. We'll do more of the Ask ET next week, but I do have to cut that short because I got to get up out of here and actually do some work. So ET, do we have any announcements, Carl? Oh, Charlotte. Sorry, Charlotte. We'll be in Charlotte next week or this week. Next weekend. So the 17th will be in Charlotte. Go to the website info or etinspires.com/events. We'll be in Charlotte on the 17th. The UK.
Don't forget to check out that ASPW audiobook. We got it out on iTunes, Amazon. It's out there everywhere.
Yeah, check that out. And then don't forget, we're going to be in the UK. Like, it's for real.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we're going to be in the UK.
Yo, that's coming up real quick, too.
Yeah.
And me and Carl coming, too. So if that's any extra incentive.
Right, for you to
come
out.
Me and Carl are coming. And I believe the first lady's coming. I think Josh might come with us, too, y'all.
The first lady of hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And I think Josh might roll. That'd be cool if Josh could roll.
Okay, look, see, I got to put this in there. I know the time is gone, but I got to. You didn't say it. I didn't expect Carl to say it, you know, because it's not Premier. You know what I'm saying? We're not dealing with Manchester United. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect Carl to go there, but I did expect you to you know, just you know, make some mention of the fact that, you know, are you ready for some football?
Oh, yeah. Man, look, let me tell you something. We've been working so hard. Football season just crept up. And so shout out to the Lions getting ready to win their first Super Bowl. It starts today. As I always tell Jalen, we're not mathematically eliminated. So anything is possible until we are mathematically eliminated. But shout out to the Spartans getting their season underway.
Yeah.
We played Furman. We beat Furman last week. We got a bye week. I don't know who gave us a bye week in the second week. But we got Notre Dame next week during the conference. So I think the conference is at 5:30. So as soon as the conference is over, we'll be catching our Spartans against Notre Dame. And then Lions, I think, got the Colts. So go Lions. Yes, I am excited about football season, but I'm more excited about what we got going on here at ETA. With that being said, go to breatheuniversity.com. Use the promo code BUSPECIAL. And ET, get us out of here on that nugget of the day, bro.
Hey, y'all, real quick, and I'm going to do this next week. But I wanted to do a piece on you can't make me want what I don't want. So I promise y'all next week I'm going to spaz on that because I think it's important. I said something at the Success Series, and I really, really want to spaz on that. But I need a little bit more time. But in lieu of this week's TGIM, I do want to make sure that I am clear that winners finish and losers don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make sure, because sometimes, guys, you really think that success is about where you're born. You really do think that success is about having a particular type of gift. Now, if that was the case, every 6'8 dude would be playing basketball and be a multimillionaire. And every basketball player that played on the highest level would still be financially successful. And every football player that ever played D1 ball or went to the NFL would be successful in their marriage or in their health. Like, look, guys, listen to me. Every millionaire's kids would be multimillionaires or yay billionaires. Look, look, don't believe the hype. It's not how tall or how short or how fast or how strong. Listen to me, guys. It you can't measure heart. You feel me? You can't measure heart, right? And so I'm telling you, one of the equalizers for success is finishing. Winners finish. Losers don't. Listen to me. Losers got all kind of reasons why they didn't. They got all kind of excuses for why they didn't finish school, why they didn't take the test, why they didn't wake up, why they didn't get dressed, why they didn't grind. They got all kind of reasons why they didn't get started, why they started, but they couldn't finish. Like winners, look, don't try to complicate it. I'm going to demystify success for you today. Winners finish. They start, they finish. Now, here's something you may not know. They don't always finish first. They don't always finish strong. They don't always finish fast, but they always finish. So do me a favor, my friend. Finish, finish, finish. Listen to me. I'm going to say it again, and I'm not trying to be deep. I'm going to say it slower. Finish, finish, finish. Again, you saw the quote on TGIM. It is good to start, but it's epic when you finish.
Hey, appreciate it, ET. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Go write us that review. We'll see you next week.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.